Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. I'm Steve Bacon. Welcome you on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. Whatever brings you here today, be it custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. We especially welcome the newcomers this morning, and we hope the welcome team will find you to give you one of these. This is our welcome brochure. If somebody doesn't get to you, you'd like one of these, they are certainly available at the back table at the back of the sanctuary. Inside your bulletin this morning is a yellow slip that does a couple things for us. If you'd fill out the front of it with your name and any other contact information, if you're new to us, that can be dropped in the offering plate later on during the service. And the second side is because we're our community of faith. If you have joys and concerns in your life and you'd like to share those at prayer time, certainly fill out that back side of it. Once again, the yellow slip, and you can give that to an usher later on during the service. Our worship is printed for you in the bulletin, but if you'd like to also follow along either up on the screen or on a smartphone, you can use the QR code which is found in the pew bulletin inside of that. If you need other things this morning, we have restrooms available for you along with childcare out these doors to my right, your left. You can follow the arrows back there. In the gathering room, also out that same door, we have a conversation time, some coffee and so forth afterwards. We invite you to that. And we also remind you that this is a safe sanctuary, that we have a policy that children should always be accompanied by a parent should they leave the sanctuary. Let's be in the spirit and prepare for the message as we hear the morning's news.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? Welcome. I am Pastor Alicia Wood, and I'm standing up here to let you know that you are welcome here. So glad you are here today. Our worship theme this through the first week of July is Practice Resurrection. Resurrection means to come to life in a new way. As we use our gifts, we come alive in a new way. Today we celebrate music and those who offer it to us here. Music can be the voice of protest, of praise, of love, or of sorrow. Music can be for marching, for dancing, for walking, or just for sitting. Music gives new meaning to words, meaning beyond words, heart meaning and not just head meaning. Music lifts us just a little closer to God. Our theme song for this season is Somebody's Hurtin' My People, and it's a rally song from the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for a moral revival. And so we have one more week that we're going to do this with the video, and then from there, we're going to do it together. We're going to just amongst ourselves do this. Hopefully we'll be ready by then. And it's okay. I know that there's a part where the whole group sings, but it's okay to sing the whole thing. We don't have to just do leader and congregation. So, all right, let's see it.
Oh, somebody's hurting my brother, and it's gone on far too long. Yeah, it's gone on far too long. Yeah, it's gone on far too long. Oh, somebody's hurting my brother, and it's gone on
far too long. Far too long.
Somebody's hurting my sister, and it's gone on.
Far too long, and we won't be silent anymore.
And we won't be silent anymore. And we won't be.
Amen. Good morning. My name is Peter Swords, and I'm your liturgist today. We can't be silent anymore. Somebody's hurting our people. How can we keep from singing? Please stand in body or spirit and join me in the call to worship. When words alone cannot express all that our hearts ache to confess, bring music. Hallelujah. Bring melody and rhythm.
Bring instruments. Bring bells.
When speech erodes and tempers flare, when peace gives way to idle dare, within each season of our lives, when every passageway arrives,
bring music, hallelujah,
sing
with me, sing with the elderly in death.
Bring music, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Bring music, hallelujah, amen. Let your voice be heard. Let your light so shine before the people you meet each day that they beg you to tell them about Jesus. Please remain standing and sing with me This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light. Hold up. Hold up. Let it shine. Shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. In the dark, I'm gonna let it shine. Out in the dark, I'm gonna let it shine. Out in the dark, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Thank you. In a moment, we'll greet one another and share the peace of Christ. When you hear the music after that, that will be your signal to head back to your seats as the children come forward for children's time. Now let's take a moment and share the love and peace of Christ with those around you with a handshake, a fist bump, or a high five.
Will the children come forward as they are comfortable?
God is speaking, God is speaking. Do you hear? Do you hear? Trust and you will hear God. Trust and you will hear God. God is love. God is love. God is speaking, God is speaking. Do you hear? Hear God's heart. Trust and you will hear God. If you want to hear God, God is love, always love.
Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Oh, there's a picture of us up there, huh? Look at us. Yeah. Okay, so I have a question for you. What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you like? Do you like fast music, slow music? What's that, rock? Do you like rock? Do you like soul? Do you like hip-hop? What kind of music do you like? The oldies? Did someone say the oldies? What kind of music do you like? Or what is there a favorite song that you have? What's your favorite song? All right, I have another question for you then. Oh yeah, you have one, okay. Okay. A Christian song? Okay. Like, can you think of one? One that you like to hear or sing or dance to? Let It Shine, like we just sang, that's a fun one, right? Yes. Okay, so I'm wondering, when you hear music, how does it make you feel? Does it make you, oh yeah.
It makes you feel happy.
It makes you feel happy? Yes. Are there other ways that it makes you feel?
Excited.
Yes.
Sad.
Sometimes it makes you sad, right? If it's a certain song, yes.
Bad.
Sometimes it makes you feel bad. How does music make you feel? Any other ways? We heard happy, excited, sad, bad. Any other feelings?
Love.
Love, yes. Sometimes music makes us feel united. Oh, you have another one. Uh-oh. That's what I thought.
Loud.
I knew that was coming. All right, so we are talking about music today, and we're recognizing musicians. I'm wondering, is anyone here a musician? Do you play an instrument? Do you sing? You do, too? Okay, anyone else? I think, yeah, you, yes, musician. So you are a musician as well, yes. So we're going to recognize musicians because music is so important to our faith. It helps us feel happy and excited and sometimes sad and sometimes bad and sometimes love, where we feel united together. And when we sing songs together in worship, I sometimes feel like we're all one voice. Even though we're lots of voices, I feel like we're one voice. So I would love to pray with you. Could you pray with me? Would you be willing to pray with me today? Okay. Loving God, we thank you so much for music. Let these children know that each of them can be a musician, that they can find the instrument or the voice that works for them so that they can glorify you. Let them know that even just speaking is music to our ears. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming and talking with me. So you can come sit, go sit with whoever brought you today, okay? Thank you for talking with me. Wow. One of the emphases in the Poor People's Campaign this last week was the environment and the earth. As a part of our prayer time this morning, we will pray a litany that reminds us of our relation to earth, and I would call this a prayer of confession. After the litany, we will sing Somebody's Hurting My People again, and the ushers will collect our prayer slips to be read aloud as a part of our prayer time. So be ready with your yellow slips after our prayer of confession. So will you join with me? We have forgotten who we are. We have alienated ourselves from the unfolding of the cosmos. We have become estranged from the movements of the earth. We have turned our backs on the cycles of life. We have sought only our own security. We have exploited simply for our own ends. We have distorted our knowledge. We have abused our power. Now the land is barren, the waters are poisoned, and the air is polluted. Now the forests are dying, and the creatures are disappearing, and humans are despairing. We ask forgiveness. We ask for the gift of remembering. We ask for the strength to change. All right, so I guess you're going to do it. Excellent. So what I'd like to do, we're going to sing Somebody's Hurting Our People, and our ushers are going to collect our prayer slips, and what I really like is for us to sing this like we mean it, not like a rally song, but like we're hurting, and we're hurting because our people are hurting.
Somebody's hurting my people, and it's gone on. Yes, it's gone on. I tell you, it's gone on. Somebody's hurting my people, and it's gone on. And we won't be silent anymore. Somebody's hurting my people, and it's gone on. Yes, it's gone on. I tell you, it's gone on. Somebody's hurting my people, and it's gone on. And we won't be silent anymore. Somebody's hurting my people, and it's gone on far too long. Yes, it's gone on too long. Yes, it's gone on. Somebody's hurting my people, and it's gone on too long. And we won't be silent anymore.
Won't be silent. Let us settle our hearts, settle our minds, and come together as one as we pray as a community. God, we have named people and places and situations that are on our hearts today. Still more is too deep for speech and remains unspoken. We hold these concerns for each other and offer them all up to you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Please join me now in the prayer Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God's kingdom comes as we practice resurrection each day. We each have voice and life to work for peace. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing Everything That Has Voice as displayed on the screen.
Everything that has voice, sing for peace, speak for peace, given chance, given choice, work for peace, write for peace, risen out everywhere, echoing our common care. Everything that has voice, sing for peace. All the world longs for peace, cries for peace, dies for peace. Let the children every place sleep in peace, grow in peace. Home and country safe to be, where the spirit rises free. All the world longs for peace, cries for peace. Everyone who has breath, you and I, passers-by, every tenant of the earth, plant for peace, gather peace, cultivate a neighborhood, cherishing our neighbor's good. Everyone who has breath, live in peace.
Please be seated. Today's scripture is Psalm 57. If you'd like to read more, or read along, or read further, you can find it on page 630 of the Old Testament section of the Bible in the pew. This psalm is a psalm of David, who at that moment was hiding in a cave for fear of King Saul. He calls in desperation to God, and then sings God praise as he remembers God's goodness. Hear these words. Have mercy on me, God. Have mercy on me because I have taken refuge in you. I take refuge in the shadow of your wings until destruction passes by. I call out to God Most High, to God who comes through for me. He sends orders from heaven and saves me, rebukes the one who tramples me. God sends his loyal love and faithfulness. My life is in the middle of a pack of lions. I lie down among those who devour humans. Their teeth are spears and arrows. Their tongues are sharpened swords. Exalt yourself, God, higher than heaven. Let your glory be over all the earth. They laid a net for my feet to bring me down. They dug a pit for me, but they fell into it instead. My heart is unwavering, God. My heart is unwavering. I will sing and make music. Wake up, my glory. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake the dawn itself. I will give thanks to you, my Lord, among all the peoples. I will make music to you among the nations, because your faithful love is as high as heaven. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Exalt yourself, God, higher than heaven. Let your glory be over all the earth. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Today we are recognizing our musicians. Have you ever lived with a musician? Why are you laughing? So I have the joy and pleasure of living with a musician, my daughter. And if you've ever lived with a musician, you know that you hear the same song over and over and over and over, because the musician is perfecting it in some way. And maybe for me, I will speak for me, it sounded beautiful the first time, but she wants it just right. All the musicians are laughing and smiling over there. The interesting thing is that when you live with a musician, you can also tell what's on their heart. If they're having a good day or they're happy, you hear happy music coming from their practice space. If they're sad or not in a good place or full of lament, you also hear that in whatever they're playing or singing. And so living with a musician is interesting and fun and also very telling. Anything we should add, musicians? I heard something over there. In Psalm 57, Peter read that music was lifted in praise of God who never leaves us. It said, I will sing and make music. Wake up my glory. Wake up harp and lyre. I will wake the dawn itself. I will give thanks to you, my Lord, among all the peoples. I will make music to you among the nations. Not for our joy, but the 57th Psalm says, because your faithful love is as high as heaven. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Wow. Sometimes we lift music in praise, but music many times expresses our sadness, our loneliness, our lament, better than any other source. Just like our call to worship, which is also a hymn, says, when words alone cannot express, sometimes music is the only thing that can lift us up when we are feeling low. Music is a gift. Musicians willing to share their gift, is a blessing. So I ask all of you sitting there, what gifts do you have that may support the life of the church and or the people of the church? 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us that there are many gifts among us, but only one Spirit. Our gifts are given to be used. They are a piece of the puzzle that can bring together God's kingdom of love, of peace, and compassion to the earth. As the Lord's Prayer, as we recite at weekly, says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Many gifts. We sing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And so I ask each of you, what are you going to let shine? What gift do you bring? I'm asking rhetorically in this moment, but also asking you so you may let me or Barb Nunn, our lay leader, raise your hand, Barb, so they all know where to find you. You can let us know. There is much work to be done, and we are stronger when we work together to share God's love. Benjamin Franklin said, "Hide not your talents. They for use were made. What's a sundial in the shade?" God is speaking. What gifts are you to share inside and outside of the church to live out the prayer that Jesus taught us? Music plays such an important part of our lives, especially in our spiritual lives. In fact, some people interchange the word worship and music. We are so grateful our musicians are willing to share their gifts. And so I'd like to end by recognizing our musicians and then offer a prayer. So if you are a member of the choir, please stand so we can say thank you. If you are a member of the handbell choir, please stand. If you play an instrument or offer a gift throughout the year, however that might happen in worship, please stand. That's right. If you have the gift of music, but we don't know yet, we want to recognize that you have a musical gift, so please stand. All right. Thank you. Music is a very important part of life. Would you agree? Yes. So I would like to ask the people I invited earlier, Danny, well, I said I wasn't going to name names, the people I invited earlier to come forward, they're going to represent all of our musicians, and Barb and I are going to say a prayer. So come on over, if you're comfortable. So we couldn't have everybody up here, even though we want to, but we have a few people here that represent our musicians, and we want to lay hands and pray for them and over them. So are you going to? I'm going to stand this way. You're going to stand this way. You need to come. Sorry, everybody. Just take a second. Good. Okay. So can you get them two, and I'll get these two. All right. And let's pray. Source of all that is good and true and beautiful, to whom whales and birds and crickets sing, keep constant in your musicians the conviction that your spirit works through them to reach a vast and varied host of souls who gather in church. For hope, for assurance, grace, beauty, for some sign of your care, for solace from grief and loss, for strength to stand for justice, for a glimpse of wonder and mystery, for a response to a need so hidden that it is known to you alone. Assure your musicians that the rehearsals they lead, the anthems they conduct, and the hymns they play, the psalms they accompany, and the service music they offer, the solos they sing, the instrumental work they perform, the programs they organize, the words of encouragement they give, are again and again the vessel of your spirit, for healing the bruised, the lost, and the broken, for setting free the holy aspirations of the human heart. And since the souls that are saved by the secret ministries of music often find it too self-revealing, too frightening to offer their thanks in person, May their unarticulated gratitude be gathered by the wind of your spirit and be borne to the hearts of your musicians as a gift to renew their faith so that they may continue to be instruments of proclamation and pastoral care as they lead your people in singing your everlasting praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You are such a gift to us. Thank you.
As our worship service nears its end, our service to God's community begins. There are always many things happening at University Church. Just let me highlight a few for you. In your bulletin this morning, there's a number of those. I'll just highlight just two quick ones for you. There's a Pride Parade coming up, and we do have a sign-up form that's right here, which we'll put up on this front pew. After church, please come up and sign up for that. There's also more information. You can certainly contact Jeannie Finlayson Schuler or Mary in the office. Also, after church, part of our continuing outreach is that we support farmers that grow coffee. So after the service this morning in our fair trade, Beth Drew will be out in the gathering room selling coffee once again to support that. And if you want to know more about that, certainly ask Beth. In order to keep practicing resurrection, at this time in this place, we need to keep the ship afloat, just as we've been doing for the past 150 years. If you're a visitor, please do not expect a donation from you today. You are a guest. The ushers will collect the offering as the choir blesses us with song. Don't forget to put your attendance slips, the yellow slips that you see in there in the offering plate. Let us now be in the spirit of offering.
Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication. Almighty God, you created the world and gave it into our life so that we might serve all people in obedience to you. We haven't always done well with that, but we understand what we must do. What we have given for your work today is our expression of thankfulness. We know that gathered together and with your blessing, these gifts will do great things. Inspire us to use the riches of creation with wisdom and to ensure that their blessings are shared by all in thankfulness and praise. Amen. Christianity is not a spectator sport. We're rescued from the sin of the world to life in Christ, but then our calling is to head back into the world as Christ's hands and heart. Please remain standing and join me in singing "We Are Called," displayed on the screen.
Amen. So this is the last week this season for our choir. So let's give them one more hand. They'll be back in September. And we will be looking for guest musicians to sing or play during the offertory. So know that you can sign up through Amy, me, or Mary in the office. So I'm going to need your help. I'm going to try to rap one more time. Are you guys going to help me? All right. Here we go. May we who believe in community go forth and stand against poverty from NYC to Wilkes-Barre, Southside and Northside to across the world. We must demand, let justice ring. As the poor rise up, let justice ring. As we take a stand, let justice ring. As we proclaim liberty, let justice ring throughout all the land. Let justice ring. We're all God's family. Let justice, you and me. Let justice ring. Let justice ring. Amen.